This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So North Korea has successfully tested another long-range ICBM, this time with, potential range of 13,000 kilometers, which, according to some experts, it's even more than that, and it could put the missile within range of every U.S. city in the continental United States, including Washington, D.C., New York City, even Miami, which is probably the farthest major city from North Korea. This advancement, rapid achievement in North Korea's ICBM program was totally unexpected by many experts. And we were told, we the public, were told that North Korea would never achieve this capability. Well, I mean, not never, but not for another 10 or 20 years, that it was way out in the future. Well, it's here now. And frankly, this is a red alert kind of podcast here, because now North Korea can nuke any city in the United States. That is no longer a debated question. It's no longer an uncertainty. We know for sure that that's the case. How do we know this? Well, their missile went to an altitude of, I believe, something like 5,000 kilometers or thereabouts. And remember, the atmosphere, all the atmosphere of the Earth is less than 500 kilometers in altitude. Most of it's in the first 20 kilometers. It's thicker at the bottom, you know, because of gravity. So the atmosphere, I mean, this was way beyond the atmosphere. This went into outer space. In fact, it went 10 times higher than the NASA's International Space Station orbit, come to think of it. That's interesting. So this rocket that North Korea launched was able to go to very high altitudes, achieving orbital altitudes, and then to return back to the ocean, meaning that it survived reentry into the atmosphere, which is one of the bigger questions that's been out there. Can their rockets survive reentry? Well, now we know they can. And some people who don't know what they're talking about are saying, well, North Korea, every time they try to launch a rocket, it just doesn't go very far. It splashes down in the ocean a few hundred kilometers away. Well, people, that's on purpose. North Korea is not trying to hit the United States yet. They're testing their missile technology, so they're splashing it down on purpose very close to the launch site. But they're achieving the altitude and the velocity that is necessary to give it the long range when they choose to change the direction. You see, once you have an ICBM that can achieve the, you know, 5,000 kilometer altitude or whatever it was, you can easily send that missile to Chicago or New York. It's a relatively simple matter. So just the fact that they now have this technology means they can use it in ways that we thought were not possible just a short time ago. Remember also that North Korea has dozens of nuclear warheads. This is what's been widely reported, that they have, I think at the last report I read estimated that they had maybe a couple of dozen warheads. Now, of course, that's a small number compared to the United States or Russia, for that matter. But how many warheads do you need? You only need one to take down the United States. And why is that? Because you can put an EMP weapon on the tip of that ICBM in the nose cone. One EMP weapon will take down the power grid of much of the United States, thrusting the country back into the dark ages, or, you know, the 18th century in terms of technology. No electricity means no ATMs, no cash transactions, no banking, no emergency services, no cell phone services, no running water, no fuel at the gas stations, nothing. No electricity shuts down modern civilization. And from that, how are people going to survive? That's why there have been reports analysis reports that have shown a 90% die-off rate in the United States following an EMP attack. If the grid goes down, let me say it again, the estimates are that 90% of the country would die from disease, from social chaos, and from starvation. Not a good scenario. And now North Korea has the capability to initiate that scenario. That's very scary. And the reason I mention this is not to try to scare you, but rather to encourage you to understand that we must take action against North Korea, and it's going to result in many, many deaths. And yet, those deaths are a small price to pay compared to the 200 million deaths plus that North Korea could cause if we don't stop their leader, Kim Jong-un. You see, look, by my estimates, if we attack North Korea and take out Kim Jong-un and take out that whole leadership, they're going to launch short-range missiles and artillery against Seoul, South Korea. And by my estimates, which granted, I don't have any special insider information on this, but just a rough estimate, they could kill 100,000 people in South Korea, including many Americans and many, many innocent citizens of South Korea. And yet, if we don't stop this madman, he could cause hundreds of millions of casualties, not just in the United States, but in Japan, in South Korea, and other countries. If you let Kim Jong-un roll with nukes, where he can basically nuke any city anywhere in the world, and he's launching them from mobile launchers, by the way, then he's holding the entire world hostage at that point. And he can destroy hundreds of millions of lives in minutes. Remember, the flight time of this missile, the one that just launched, was 50 minutes. 50 minutes of flight time. That is sufficient flight time for him to be able to put one of these missiles on top of almost any major city in the United States or around the world, including Europe, of course. I mean, if we don't stop this madman, the price in human suffering and death could be unthinkable. It would dwarf what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in World War II. It would absolutely dwarf it. Because remember, those were crude atomic bombs back in World War II. Very crude bombs. Very low-yield bombs compared to what we have now. Hydrogen bombs. Now, I don't know. I don't think North Korea has hydrogen bomb technology yet, but they're probably not that far away from it. And some of the photos that they've shared publicly seem to indicate hydrogen bomb technology, which is essentially 1,000 times higher yield than Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Can you imagine Hiroshima times 1,000 dropped on Los Angeles, let's say, or New York City, or Washington, D.C.? That is now a real threat. And that's why we have to stop Kim Jong-un. We have to take out his leadership, you know, his whole... We have to go in and overthrow his government and free his people and overthrow the country. Do we have the right to do that? Well, in this case, again, I'm not a global interventionist by default, but in this case, the answer is yes, we have to, because he is actively threatening us. He's threatened to nuke U.S. cities on multiple occasions. He's already condemned President Trump to death, but then again, so has Kathy Griffin and other liberals in the United States. But Kim Jong-un has the ability to nuke the United States now. That's what's different. That's what's new. Kathy Griffin can't nuke Washington, D.C. All she can do is nuke her career, which she already did. But Kim Jong-un can nuke Washington, D.C. right now, based on the technology they just demonstrated. So a couple of takeaways from this. Number one, if you're still living in a city that's a likely target, you might want to really seriously rethink leaving the city. I don't know how much good it's going to do you in the long term. If there's a nuclear exchange, you know, most of the Northern Hemisphere is going to be uninhabitable to one degree or another by humans. So I don't know. But at least you have a shot at survival if you're not right there in the city that's getting nuked. Secondly, you need to support a military response from the United States to take out the leadership of North Korea. And you need to understand that a lot of innocent people are going to die no matter what. And sadly, a lot of those innocent people are probably going to be located in South Korea, which is a country that's being held hostage by Kim Jong-un. This is a totally messed up situation. We're not going to get out of this without a lot of people dying. The question is, do you want 100,000 people to die, or do you want 100 million people to die? Because that's 1,000 times difference. I say you better stop the deaths of the 100 million, even if it means putting others, a smaller, much smaller number, at risk. You have to take that risk, because it's like if you're a SWAT team, you're going onto a bus where a bunch of bad guys are holding people hostage. You might lose a few hostages, but you got to take out the bad guys to save most of the people. Maybe you have 50 hostages. You do a raid, there's gunfire exchange, you take out the bad guys, you might lose a couple of hostages. That's a reality of what every SWAT team already knows. And we're in the same situation. We attack North Korea, we might lose some people, a lot. It could be tens of thousands in South Korea. I don't know any other way to stop this person. And if we don't stop him, he's going to potentially launch multiple nuke strikes against multiple cities, which could include Seoul or Japanese cities, including U.S. military bases in Japan, as well as major U.S. cities. So this is a very serious situation, and we're not going to get out of this without some serious loss of life, no doubt. So pray for us all. Pray for humanity. This is what happens when you let a totalitarian government take over. They become insane. Every totalitarian government eventually becomes totally insane, just like Kim Jong-un. And that's, you know, the radical left of America is pushing in that same direction for America, too. So if you want to know where the leftists would take us, just look at North Korea. Gulags, total government control over the media, political prisoners being executed on a daily basis. And a totally insane, mad leader who is a cult leader for the country. It's insane. Let's hope we get through this. You can read my website, naturalnews.com or newstarget.com for more coverage. Be safe, everybody.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.